Hey, what's the matter, Jerry?
Oh, it's this client of mine. Every idea I come up with, they shoot down.
You know what you need, Jerry?
An extension to my deadline.
No, Jerry. You need a wizard. An ad wizard. You need Herb Bergenzer.
The next day. Hello, everyone. As you know, the Walmart project has hit a bit of a snag. Now, I realize bringing in an outside consultant wasn't part of the budget, but let's face it, people. We need some fresh ideas, and we need them fast. That's why it's my pleasure to introduce you to the ad wizard, Herb Bergenzer.
Hey, everybody. What's going up? I say up instead of down because it's positive. And big positive is key, but not as important as what I like to call the three C's of advertising. One, a cartridge of fun. B, a cup of creativity. And three, a canister of honesty. And I'd like to take you this time to show you what's in my canister right now. All right, here we go. Walmart. Here we go. Walmart. Every day is like a county fair, only without rides, entertainment, or warm food. No, not grabbing you? Well, I do have a few more tricks up my sleeve. Don't give up on me. How about Walmart? Our poor working conditions save you that dollar on peanut brittle. No? All right, well, let's keep on moving. Okay, Walmart, why pay extra for name brand clothes when all you're paying for is a fancy logo, hoity-toity quality craftsmanship, and showy fabric that lasts? Nope, too wordy? Well, I do have a gift for gab, I will give you that. Okay, down to business. Walmart, sorry, we don't sell teeth. Walmart, we're high and mighty. Still no? Not getting your point across? All right, well, how about... Okay, shop Walmart, because our CEO needs an in-ground lap pool for his Labrador. Or Walmart, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. And now we're rolling. Walmart, we keep our stores free of trash, except for the white kind, of course. We depend on them. Walmart, because sometimes you just need a dog leash, a can of WD-40, and a board game in one convenient shopping trip. Come on, none of these? Are you people so fixed in your ways of lying that you can't appreciate honesty? Come on. All right. How about Walmart? Because Costco wouldn't display Jacqueline Smith's jogging pants.
All right, enough. Jerry, this guy doesn't understand the market. Costco's not our enemy. It's those damn IKEA stores we have to worry about now.
Well, why didn't you say something? I've got it. How about Walmart? Because let's face it, the Swiss are fags. Jerry, talk to me on this one. What do you think?
I think I love it. I love it. This guy's a genius. Marsha, call corporate on this one. Get our lawyers on it.
Well, I think my work is done here. I'm not even angry about the ugly mouthy bitch talking out of turn.
Mr. Bergenzer, while you're here, I was wondering if I could ask you a favor. Could you help us with another account, sir?
All right. What is it?
Starbucks, sir. It's a real snag.
Having trouble selling coffee, are they? Well, all right, Jerry. I'll play ball with you. Everybody step back and eat my dust. Give a wizard some room, for goodness sake. Starbucks. All right, here we go. Starbucks. You'll get addicted to our coffee because we put addictive chemicals in it. Starbucks, if you're being served by a man at one of our stores, you can rest assured he's gay. Starbucks, where artsy-fartsy coffee types are above the words small and medium. Starbucks, we've taken the simple concept of hot water over ground beans and charge $5 a pop for it. Starbucks, have another cup. It'll dull the gouging. Starbucks, when did you ever think you'd pay more for coffee than lunch? Starbucks, we're working on the coffee IV, also available in macchiato. Starbucks, our expansion won't end until we buy space in every kitchen in America. Starbucks, Juan Valdez is our bitch. Starbucks, first Seattle, next the world. Ah, somebody challenge me. Sarah. seriously, you, buck teeth.
Sweet tomatoes?
Sweet tomatoes. We've convinced you you're actually eating healthy. You, saggy boobs.
Bally's gym?
Bally's, because every person trying to achieve fitness should get hit on by at least one gay man. You, bad hair.
Hummer H2?
The Hummer H2, because not having to fear a mortar blast more than makes up for never having parking space. Damn, I'm good. Good night. I'm Herb Beginzer.